But first, to a new report from the International Monetary Fund, which has slammed Australia's performance in tackling climate change. The IMF says Australia will fail to meet its targets under the Paris Agreement on reducing emissions, contradicting claims by the Morrison government that we're on track to meet the targets. The IMF concludes that carbon taxes may be the best solution. David Sparks reports.
The last time Australia introduced a carbon tax, it didn't end well for the then Labor government. And this morning on AM, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg couldn't have been clearer when asked whether he was interested in revisiting the policy.
Would Australia accept a global carbon tax?
No.
The IMF's report is highly critical of global efforts to tackle climate change. It finds Australia now has virtually no chance of meeting its Paris commitments for emissions reductions by 2030. The federal government says the IMF has failed to take into account its $3.5 billion climate solutions package, which maps out how Australia will deliver the cuts needed to reduce emissions to 26 to 28% below 2005 levels. In a statement, Energy Minister Angus Taylor also rejected the IMF's call for a carbon tax.
The point of a carbon tax is to raise the price of energy so people consume less. Labor's carbon tax did exactly that, and that's why we abolished it. We're taking a different approach.
It's not just Australia in the firing line. The report warns the world is not on track to meet the 2015 Paris Agreement to limit temperature rises to 2 degrees, and it says urgent changes are needed to boost action at a global level. In Australia, the Institute of Public Affairs Director of Research, Daniel Wild, says a carbon tax would be disastrous.
A global carbon tax is a very bad policy idea, and it's an example of unelected and unaccountable elites from internationalist bureaucracies that will be foisting significant and irreparable economic damage on working and middle class people right around the country.
But Tim Buckley from the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis agrees with the IMF that a price on carbon is the best way to reduce emissions. He says the IMF is not talking about one globally enforced price.
There is no global government. There are national governments, and so we need a national solution to this global problem. And so they're advocating for each national government to take responsibility and put in a tool.
The other factor politicians will be considering from this IMF report is its estimate that introducing a carbon tax of $75 a tonne in Australia would likely increase retail electricity prices by between 70 and 90%. Tim Buckley says that would be offset by the IMF's proposed model because it includes a dividend given back to taxpayers from the funds raised. The IMF is proposing carbon taxes of around $75 a tonne, but Tim Buckley says that's much higher than what would be needed to decarbonise Australia's economy.
IMF is suggesting $75 a tonne by 2030. So it's not necessarily you put a price on of $75 tomorrow. That would have catastrophic effects on our economy. But the idea of putting a price target out there in 2030, that gives industry and consumers a decade to prepare and change. So I like the idea. I think it is the absolute least cost solution for Australia. But I do think that a price of even, say, a third of that would absolutely deliver a massive decarbonisation of the Australian economy.
That's Tim Buckley from the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis. David Sparks reporting.